Now we've got Stephen Shah, and he's going to talk about Clone Silver.
Yep. So. Okay. Hello. How about my voice? It's okay? Okay. I will talk about system deployment and bare metal recovery by Kronia. I'm Stephen Shaw from National Center for High Performance Computing. It's a supercomputing center in Taiwan. Okay, this is online for my talk. I will introduce the project Kronia, and it will cover the Kronia program itself and the testimonials, awards, and users in Taiwan award. Since I only have 20 minutes, so I will do a very quick review about this, and I will do a very quick about Kronia live demo. Okay, what is Kronia? Kronia is a partition or disk cloning tool. It's something similar to Ghost or True Image, but Kronia is open source free software. It's a bare metal recovery tool for GNU/Linux, Apple, and Microsoft Windows. For bare metal recovery, I mean that we don't have to install the software or operating system previously. So you can use it to backup or restore right away. It's something different to the image backup. Image backup is something different from the file backup. I think you are all from system administrator, so it's not a problem for you. What's the features for Kronia? It's a GPL license. It's a support file system on Windows, Linux, and Apple. So you can see most of the major file systems are supported by Kronia. And Kronia also supports Logical Volume Manager version 2. And it supports GROB version 1 and version 2. Also, it also supports Serial Console. So if you are doing a large cluster, maybe you will use the Serial Console, and you can use Kronia with a PSC server, then you can do the cloning. And it also supports multicast. Kronia not only image the partition, but also image the MER file system table, something like that. So you can use that to do the many disk cloning in one machine. It also supports sector-to-sector copy if the file system is not supported. So for example, ZFS, right now it's not supported by Kronia, so you can use Kronia will use DD to do the image. Actually, Kronia is based on most of the existing software. For example, Parkron, DRBO. Parkron is developed by my coworkers, and also DRBO is developed by our team. And it's also used the part image, NTFS, Chrome, DD, UDP case, something like that. Parkron, as I mentioned, is developed by my coworkers Thomas Tsai and Jess Wang. And actually support more file systems. I mean, for example, right now you can see UFS is supported. And Kronia not yet to use the UFS function. But later we will, this year, we will try to use this function of Parkron to do the VSD cloning or image. And Parkron will also support more file systems. For example, VNFS, BetaFS. There are two types of Kronia. One is a server edition, the other one is a live. For live, you can use that for a single machine backup. You can put Kronia live on CD, USB flash, PSE server, or hard drive. And for the server edition, you need a PXC server, and actually it comes with a DRBO server. And we also have a DRBO live. So you can try. For the Kronia server, as I mentioned, you can put on CD, USB flash, or hard drive, or PSC server. It supports a lot of language. And you can use that, in a general purpose, you can interactively use Kronia to do the save or restore. All you can create your customized colonial life. For example, if you want to create a recovery city for your user, then you can use colonial to create such a recovery city. And when your user get the recovery city, he can put the recovery city, and with one key, the system can be restored. And that's the screenshot for the colonial life. There's one for the boot menu. Later I will do some demonstration, so I will skip this one. And as I mentioned, DRVLI is for the colonial server edition. And also this one is based on the Debian Live. So you can, if you want to use the server edition, you can give it a try. Some of the testimonials we have, the first one is from Christian. He is from the Cisco. He used colonial server edition actually to clone 5 gigabyte image to 64 machines. It's done under 5 minutes. And this one, Barney, is from Massachusetts. He used colonial server edition also to clone more than 1,000 systems. But of course, every page, he cloned about 80 to 100 machines. It took him about 16 to 38 minutes for every batch. This teacher Su, he is from a primary school, elementary school in Taiwan, and he used colonial to clone more than 100 USB flash drive. Actually, it's a Ubuntu with a system and data. Every USB flash drive, he cloned about 3 gigabytes. And you can see in the photo, he used a regular machine, and every batch, he cloned about 8 USB flash drive. And it took him about 30 minutes for 8 flash drive. So it saved him a lot of time. And this one, Jürgen is from Canonical Taipei, and he used colonial to create the ISO image or to do a backup or recovery. And you can see that it's helped him a lot. And we got some of the project got some of the award. First in France, in the public sector software, we got an award. And in the National Applied Research Laboratory in Taiwan, we got another award, and also a national award from Premier in Taiwan. Okay, I will just go very quickly. If I speak too fast, you can stop me and ask more details later. And Colonial actually is a project of the month in SourceForge, on SourceForge. So you can check the front page of SourceForge, and you can see Colonial is a project of the month right now. And the users in Taiwan, we see most of the users is from the primary school or high school, because they need a free tool to do this kind of massive deployment. And worldwide, we know there are more than 1.4 million downloads about these two software. And most of the users are for the purpose they use is for Colonial. And right now, I will do a very quick demonstration about Colonial Live. Here is a scenario. I will have a running Ubuntu. Let me show you. Okay, this one is big enough. Yeah, there's a running Ubuntu comic, and you can see that it's a 8 gigabyte disk, and there are 3 partitions. Okay. And the first partition is for the boot, and the second partition is for the system, and the third partition is for the swap. So I will destroy the system with this command, dd, to dump the 0 to every partition and to the disk. Okay. So first, I destroy the swap partition. Okay, it's done. I dump the 0 to the third partition, and I will destroy the first partition. It's for the boot. Okay, it's done. Okay, and I'll destroy destroy the second partition is for the season. Then later you will see the season or miss. So if I run some command, you will see the system is gone. Okay, I will destroy the whole disk, even the partition table, the AMIA. Okay, so right now the system actually is a broken system. So I will use a restore. I will restore the system by the image I have saved previously. So right now I shut down the machine. Just power off. Sorry. All right. Okay, and I hook up the Kronika ISO image to the CD, and I'll put the Kronika Live in the Ubuntu Live I just destroyed. This is a boot menu for the Kronika Live, and because the size of my screen is a little bit small, so I will use the VGA 800 and 600. It will take a few minutes to boot. So if you have any question, you can stop me when we are waiting, okay? Not really a few, yeah. Please.
So once you have an image of a machine, presumably you can update it incrementally.
You mean to update the image?
Yeah.
Right now there is no incremental function, so you have to image every time. Yeah, maybe in the future we'll have this kind of function. Okay. Right now I put the Kronika Live, and you can choose language. I will just use English. And you can change the keyboard layout. Right now I'm using US keyboard layout, so I use the default one. Okay, I can just stop Kronika Live. Right now I'm deal with the image and the hard drive, so I choose the first one. If you want to choose the disk to disk or partition to partition clone, you can choose the second choice. So I choose the first one, device image, and you can put your image on the local hard drive or USB or external hard drive, or you can put on the SSH server or SAN server or NF server, something like that. Right now, because the machine I am presenting is also an NFS server, and I put the image here. So I will just use NFS to mount this directory. Okay, first I have to configure the network, and I mount with NFS version 2 or 3 option, and that's the NFS server IP address, and that's the directory I want to mount. Okay, you can see it's mounted, and right now I choose the beginner mode. If you are very familiar with this kind of restoring, you can choose the expert mode. Right now I just use the beginner mode, and I choose restore the disk. Okay, you can see the image files are shown here, and I try to do a comic update, okay, about the system. And that's the hard drive I want to restore. Okay, actually you can use one command to do that. So in the green color, you can see that. So if you want, you can just use this command right away. Okay, Kronika asks you to confirm you want to destroy you want to override the hard drive. That's the hard drive I have. Yes, I want to override, and it will confirm twice, of course. Just make sure. But of course, you can skip this kind of confirmation in the expert mode. You can, with some option, then your user can just boot your machine with the recovery CD and everything just back, even without press the confirm key. You can do that, but of course you can see the pros and the cons. It depends on your choice. Okay, you can see right now it's restoring the second partition, the first partition is done. And the speed is about 800 to 900 megabytes per minute. And you can see right now it's in a VirtualBox virtual machine. So it's a, for a real machine, it will be faster. The user, some user, they report the fastest one I saw in the forum is about 5 gigabytes per minute. And for us, the fastest one is about 4.5 gigabytes per minute. Okay? So you can see, because the image I want to show is just a demo purpose. So although it's a Ubuntu, but it actually is a text mode only. So the whole partition, I mean, the whole data actually is about 797 megabytes. Okay, and you can see it will be restored in about one minute. And after this partition is restored, it will do some post-run, for example, to create, you can see it create the swap partition and resize the partition and rerun the graph. And right now you can see it's run the graph too. Okay, so, okay, right now everything is done. So I can choose to reboot the system I have destroyed. Okay, want to save the time, I just reboot the machine, reset. And okay, this time I press F12 to use the primary. And you can see, got Grub 2 with Ubuntu. Comic is back, and we can see if it's really works or not. Hope it works. You know, sometimes it's not easy to do a live demo. Okay, let me check. Okay, everything is back. You can see lots of the partition we have is back, and we can run some of the commands to make sure the system is back. Okay, let's drop it the demonstration. Actually, there are more, but I only have 20 minutes, so I will just do this kind of demonstration. But with Chromium, actually, it's not too difficult for you to create a recovery CD. Actually, in the menu, you can just choose to create a recovery CD, or you can want to create a recovery flash drive, and it will guide you to create an ISO file or zip file for you. And you can put on the USB flash drive. It's not too difficult. Although it looks like it's terrible. I mean the NACU is TUI, terminal mode user interface. But actually for system administrators, I think you can accept that, right? Okay, anyway. Okay, that's the demonstration and the talk I have within 20 minutes. Okay.
Okay, we've got time for one or two questions.
Well done on the live demo. You know, sometimes I don't go. I just wonder, we use Ghost at work. The compression of the image file that you create, how does that compare?
You mean the compression?
Yeah. When you're taking an image of the machine and you're writing it to some other disk.
Yeah.
What sort of compression do you get?
Right. In the beginning mode, the compression GZIP will be used, and we use the fastest one. But actually, in the expert mode, you can choose to use the BZIP2, LZO, and LZMA. So it's up to you. And for GZIP, the compression ratio right now, let me show you. That's the image file we have. It's about 215 megabytes. So as you remember, maybe it's the original size is about 800. So it's about one
fourth. Pretty good. Okay, thanks.
No problem.
Hello. My question is, when you're restoring an image...
What? Okay.
Hello. When you're restoring an image, Do you have to restore the partitions to be the same size as they were originally? Or can you restore them to be larger or smaller than they were originally?
It can be restored to the larger one or equal size, but not a small one. Right now, for the small one, it's not working. And in the expert mode, you have you can see there's an option, -K1, and you can, Cornelia will create the partition size proportionally for you. So for example, you have 200 gigabyte source disk, and if you have a new 400 gigabyte source disk, if you choose the option K1, it will create the partition table proportionally for you.
Thank you.
Okay, last question.
You mentioned that it'll rebuild LVM setups. Will it also reconstruct a software RAID setup?
RAID, it depends on what kind of RAID you have. For soft RAID, fact RAID, it's not supported yet.
Yeah, so if you just had like software RAID 1?
No.
Okay.
Okay, join me in thanking the speaker.
Thank you.